So it's just after 10 o'clock, half past 10, actually.
Blimey, traffic and travel. No, news. No.
Headline, headlines. Geek of the Week, yes, on the line from out west way.
Wiltshire?
Long way west.
Stones in rings and so on?
I thought you were going to say Stoke-on-Clyde. Quiet, that's east.
No, Stones in rings type area.
On the line is Dan Trudgeon. Good evening, Dan.
Very good evening to you guys. Can you understand my West Country accent?
Hello, my lover.
Gert Lush, summer or nothing.
How are you, Dan?
Very well, guys, very well. How are you all this evening?
Good, good.
Very good, thank you.
We are good. We're having a good time, as usual. So, I invited you along to be our Geek of the Week.
Let's get this clear. You told me, well, I'm your Geek of the Week.
Kind of.
No, you were nominated. And the committee approved.
Yeah, everyone else was busy.
That's love, isn't it?
You are one of the caravanning fraternity. One of those people that Jeremy Clarkson et al. Love.
Yes. Yes. Let me just qualify this. I never set off in life to be a caravan lover. You know, it's not something I aspired to.
Sneaked up on you?
Yeah, it did. You know, I turned 40. I've got the dog. I've got the family. So what do you do? Well, put on your driving gloves and get a caravan, right?
So to be clear, we've all seen those old Top Gear episodes where they've sort of driven caravans through petrol stations and into petrol stations and
yep.
into everything else. Have you ever done that yet?
No, not yet. I did try and move the caravan around with one of the corner steadies down. My wife genuinely gesticulating towards me, telling me that I was all sorts of things under the sun, and I was just stood there thinking, what am I doing wrong?
And you haven't managed to set it on fire yet either?
No, not yet.
Good. This is sounding very promising here, Dan. I'm led to believe that caravanning comes with all these risks of spontaneous combustion and
getting stuck in muddy fields.
That certainly happens, doesn't it, Dan?
The thing is, you see, when I was a boy...
Are you having a good scratch?
Do I what?
Are you having a good scratch?
Oh, no, I'm using my headset, sorry. So yeah. It's probably rubbing.
Don't rub the beard.
Sorry about that. when I was young, I used to go caravanning with my mum and dad, and we used to do, you know, weekends away and what have you, and it was great. But I always remember it being cold, damp, full of condensation in a sleeping bag at -3, you know, in the middle of a muddy field. And that was always my recollection of caravanning.
And, of course, damp means slightly smelly.
Yeah, you know, musty smell, you know, and it was always, you know, there's certain trigger smells and sounds that I always remember from the days of old.
Gas stoves.
You got it. Mm-hmm. And the sound of, weirdly, this is a strange one, the sound of water going into plastic mugs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really odd one. But genuinely, and I'm not trying to big up caravanning now, but genuinely, it's a million miles away from what it was back then.
Yeah.
You know, the caravan that we have now is nothing amazing. It's, what, 6 years old. It's got central heating. It's got double glazing. It's got a shower. It's got a loo. It's got, you know,
it's got a burglar alarm.
It's got a tracker on it. It's got USB ports in it, for goodness sake.
But let's be clear here. Going back to our story earlier, we were talking about baby pandas. You do still have to poop in a bucket, basically.
No, that's not true. Because, I mean, if you really want to, you can.
If you really want to, you can take a shovel and go into a field.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you really wanted to, you could go outside and defecate in the car park, right?
But we won't, though, just to be clear.
In case someone's got CCTV running, yes.
you know, we've got a very strict rule in our caravan of no solids. That's the rule, you know. So if you want to go for... number two, we'll go and use the shower block on the caravan site.
I hope no one's having any supper at this time.
Well, they should have eaten earlier.
They're probably into a kebab at this sort of time of night, aren't they?
No, a bit early for that, a few hours yet. So, caravanning has changed quite
massively.
A bit. And you decided to show people how caravanning has changed.
So, We got a caravan and we were fairly excited of it. I'll tell you the motivations from getting a caravan later on if you're so interested. But so we got a caravan and I started Googling around because I had questions and I couldn't get the answers to a lot of those questions, you know, like what do you do when such and such happens and how do you make this work and blah, blah, blah. You know, I have lots and lots of questions. And of course, what everybody does is they just Google everything, or they go onto YouTube and they just see if there's a guy that's, you know, helpfully showing you how things happen.
Or how not and to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I couldn't find any answers. And also, being a first-time caravan tower, I was nervous about how to reverse the thing into a, you know, into a space, etc. And I started to find a lot of answers on YouTube and helpful videos, how to do stuff. And then there was massive black holes of knowledge, and I thought, oh, this is a real travesty. And we coincidentally started a family YouTube channel just to share our exploits away, you know, with the family and the friends and what have you. And two and two sort of clicked together, and it was actually Tom, my son, he said, you know, we should create a video on how we clean the caravan. So we did, and it's got many thousands of hits on it now. And people were genuinely, thank you for sharing this with us. We had no idea. And it sort of snowballed.
At the moment, you've got, if my
cleaning one, 15,366 views.
Yeah.
Of that just your cleaning video.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And how long has this been going on? How long ago was that video?
2015. So I think it was. August.
It's
maybe?
About
YouTube
a year
says
ago.
It's a year or so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is for something so. I was going to use the word banal, but it's not
mundane.
Banal. It's sort of mundane. It's
right.
It's run of the mill. It's not anything massive. For 15,000 views is quite good.
Now I have to ask, who was cleaning the caravan in that video?
Me. Me and Tom, actually, because Tom and I worked out a regime. Because, yeah, you guys know, coming from, you know, we're all keen amateur radioists, and we all know that, you know, people who create things specifically for the radio industry, you know, the amateur radio industry, they always like to hold a certain bit of granular knowledge back. Then nobody likes to give you all the answers. You have to, you know, it's up to you to go and find the answers yourself.
Oh, yes.
And this is exactly the same for camping and caravanning.
Well, you know, no one will tell you how to wash a caravan.
Well, the thing is, you see, you know, the caravan's skin is so thin. It's so thin that if you go onto it with a normal polish or a normal, you know, T-cut or what have you, you'll go straight through the paint.
Oh, well.
You go straight through the side of the caravan, I should think.
Yeah, exactly. And there's certain caravans that if you attack it with a wax when you clean the caravan, it will actually bubble the side off. So you know what? There are special considerations. And this thing is, you know, £25,000. You just don't want to ruin it, do you?
No.
I suppose it's a whole
range of posh cleaning stuff designed for caravans.
Yeah, exactly. With posh prices to go along with it.
Well, they know that you've forked out that much for the caravan, they reckon they can get you on the cleaning stuff.
So Dan, what's it been like on the vlogging? I know that we've decided that this was a newly invented word, except it's actually 10 years ago. But on the vlogging side of things, is it mostly caravan enthusiasts that follow you, or is it have you reached out to a wider audience?
It's non-caravanners, actually, which come to me and say pretty much the same thing as I said when I was a non-caravanner. Thank you for the heads up. Thank you for the information, because I genuinely didn't know. I didn't know that you could do this. I didn't know that was possible. And I've converted about five friends of mine who are absolute, you know, dead against, I'm never having a caravan, it wobbles down the road, it's hold us all up, you know. I've had five friends who've turned around and said, actually, do you know what? You've given me the confidence to go and get one, and I've had some fantastic holidays.
I mean, just looking at the your first video, it's 18 months old now, by the way. It's over a year old. You're still getting comments on it now.
So you've had this YouTube channel for quite a while, and then something fairly big happened a few months back, didn't it?
It did. So because I was creating these videos, and for exactly the same reason, Channel 5 got in contact with me and they said, would you like to feature on an upcoming show? It's a bit tongue-in-cheek. It's Carry On Caravanning, you know, so it's a bit tongue-in-cheek and what have you. Would you like to showcase what you do? And I said, absolutely. And they said, what videos have you got in the pipeline? And I said, well, I'm going to compare toilet paper. For exactly the same reason, as I've already said, you know, industry specifics. When we started caravanning, Angela and I were stood in the shop and we held in our hand a pack of four toilet rolls for £12.
What?
And I said to my wife...
I can see now why you have the rule of no number twos.
Right.
It's just too expensive.
Sadly, the ladies will object if there's no loo paper either.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, I also am partial to a little bit of toilet paper at the end of my...
Anyway.
Move on. I did say to Andrew, do we really need to spend £12 on specific caravan toilet paper, for goodness sakes?
Is it lighter so you don't use as much fuel carrying it?
Well, apparently it's quick dissolve. It means
dissolve?
That when it goes into the...
Wow.
Yeah, when it goes into the tank, it apparently dissolves super quick and you can throw it out of your, you know, your cassette bucket really straightforward. And I said, I don't know if this is any different to normal paper. And that's where I videoed a comparison. I did an experiment between this specific toilet paper and normal stuff.
Just looking at the very scientific jam jars.
Mm. So that actually appeared because I watched this show because you tweeted it out and you put it on Facebook and everything saying, right, tonight I'm going to be on and blah, blah, blah. In fact, it was a bit of a run-up to it on your social media.
Yeah.
And how did the general public react to the show, to yourself, to your family?
The hate was incredible. And, well, I mean, you guys know me fairly well. You know, I'm pretty thick-skinned and I give as good as I get, but the hate was just incredible. But then that lasted for about 48 hours, and then the love came strolling in, and it just, you know, it just swaged it all apart. And
yeah.
And genuinely, the love and the people that said, now I know, actually, I don't need to go and spend £12 on caravan toilet paper.
I was going to ask what the conclusion was.
Yeah, the conclusion is, just go and buy normal loo paper when you're shopping in supermarket.
So of course the question then is, what is the next product you're going to expose as being marketed just to charge you more because you're a caravaner?
Well, actually, it is back to the toilet, because it seems to be that's where everybody focuses all their expense. You know, we've got special chemicals that you throw down the loo to make sure that you don't get any nasty smells and it breaks things down, blah blah blah. But do you need it? No. I don't think you do. So I'm going to expose that. Maybe I'm going to expose that off. Do you need it? Is there a cheaper alternative?
Oh, the hate will be back again.
Yeah,
probably only the chemical manufacturers. Hopefully the caravanners will love you for saving them money.
Anyway, Dan, if the listener wants to look, because I know you've not only got the YouTube channel, you've also got your blog and your Twitter and everything. How does the listener find you on social media on everything?
Or is it easier via your website?
Yeah, go for a website. Or if you go to if you go to YouTube and you just type in The Trudgeons, or just type in Dan the Man Vlog or something like that. By the way, I hate the word vlog. It's a terrible word.
just so you know, I've just tried searching for you on YouTube and started typing The Trudgeons, and the first autocomplete result is The Trudgeons Toilet Paper.
There we are.
It's what you're famous for.
Do you know, I went to a trade show a couple of weeks ago, and Angela were just walking through. We had press passes, and this guy just ran up to us from nowhere, and he just said, "Oh, you're Dan the Toilet Man."
I did say on social media a couple of weeks ago, you are the Vlog Roll Man.
That's right, the king of vlog. Yeah. I did Photoshop up a picture of my face with my tongue out on a toilet paper, and asked if anybody would be interested in having a signed copy of that.
That's got to be a Kickstarter right there.
Absolutely. You know, vlog roll, as I call it.
Yeah. Anyway, Dan, it's been brilliant to speak to you. You can find Dan's YouTube channel. Search for The Trudgeons. We'll spell that Trudgians, which even Dan struggled with when we were working out
or
a bit.
Or just the-trudgeons.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we are.
I think you're on Facebook as well, aren't you?
We're on
with The Trudgeons. Everything.
Periscope, Vine, whatever. You know.
Well, no,
Vine's gone.
Oh, we're on Beam as well. Oh yeah, check it out.
Not tried that one.
No.
Anyway, Dan, been great to speak to you, and
thanks,
wish you all the best with your vlogging.
Thank you.